Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Oracle Friday, and I'm your host, Reginald Lewis. I am hosting today. I'm filling in for Cynthia Johnson and Dr. Reggie. Dr. Reggie hasn't been feeling good, so I'm just being the co-host, and I'm going to just sort of kind of fill in, and I hope everyone calls in. Today we have a very special guest. Her name, if I can find her, and hopefully she's on the line, is Cindy Bentley. Excuse me if I said your last name wrong. she's a practitioner from I think out New Mexico, Tennessee, New Mexico. Cindy, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit sleepy, just a little bit, because it's barely 5 a.m. here.
I know, and I was having a little bit of technical difficulties, but I think we're doing good now, so just to make sure. Can you hear me clear?
I can hear you great. I'm happy to be on Circles of Prosperity this morning, and I'm sorry to hear about Reggie.
Yeah, I know. Just to let everybody know who's ever listening, they want to kind of know what's happening. So Dr. Reggie, he's in the hospital right now due to some complications with his dialysis. So definitely take the time, you know, to definitely send him some energy and say some prayers for him, okay? But they should be back definitely next Friday, okay? So Cindy, I hear that you are a energy healer and you are located in San.
I can't hear you anymore.
Uh-oh, hello?
Yes, I got muted.
Oh, I don't know why.
I got muted. Okay.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll talk since you don't know who I am, but I think a lot of the audience do because I have several clients listening, and I've been on Circles of Prosperity talking with Cynthia and Reggie. Every month, I do the third Friday of every month, I'm on the air, and what we've been talking about is working with Joshua David Stone and working with soul psychology. But basically, we are talking about how to change our mindset and change our frequencies to attract the good in our lives. And I love that. I've studied Joshua David Stone, as all of you know, for many years. He made his transition in 2005, but he wrote many books, I think at least 15 or more, on the progression of the soul and what we need to do to ascend. And when I speak of ascension, I'm speaking of our increase in consciousness and clarity, and the only way we get that is by are staying connected to Source, our divine co-creator, our divine creator God, our divine one God that we all need to stay connected to because we are so much a part of Him. And that's what I've been working with many years, and the reason I do what I do is that I clear out our energy fields. I've been gifted to remove the density or darkness that blocks us from holding inside of our energy fields the higher light of God. and showing our light, and then being able to attract that light to ourselves because we are maintaining a higher frequency. And what our Cynthia Johnson and Reggie have been teaching people is just very similar to what we read about in the Abraham books by Esther and Jerry Hicks, the law of attraction, which is one of the universal laws. And I just wrote an article on that that was written up and published in the Awakening magazine for Albuquerque here in New Mexico, and I'm getting a lot of response from that. But what I did over the years, I've written a book called Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. That book can be found on Amazon, or you can order it from me, a signed copy, from my website, www.cindybentley.com, or you can investigate more of my work with www.dnareconnection.com, and either one of those will connect you into my website. I love the book. It gives people lots of examples, affirmations, activities that you can do to assist you in maintaining a higher frequency and letting go of all the things that are not serving you as the divine being that you are. And what I have found recently, as all of you know, I travel around in different parts of the world, not just working with people, but working with Mother Earth and helping her open up these interdimensional pathways so that people can be connected to higher beings that are trying to connect to us through the planet. And this is in a lot of sacred areas are being opened so that we can now, that have been closed by darkness, and they're being opened now. I know two or three people, there are several people that are absolutely obsessed with it, have been for many years, of clearing these pathways to the earth. And what has happened is that our planet is filled with, has been filled with the lowest density of energies ever. And when I speak of density, I'm also speaking of darkness. And the light can't shine, can't see the light in this darkness. It's so dark and so thick, and it's such a big blockage. So my intentions for all the people that I meet that need to work with me is to help them open up and clean out the density in the darkness so that they can hold this higher light. And as light attracts light attracts more light.
Wow. That's amazing, Cindy. I'm really fascinated as I was listening to you, because, you know, as a healer as well, and as a medium, I've been noticing lately, you know, I've been having a lot of clients who have been having, you know, people who are crossing over, and a lot of people are going through a lot of healing, and, you know, you get a lot of healers or people who don't even know that they're healers who are sort of reaching out, and they want to kind of, you know, develop or explore more of their potential. And there's more energies happening and coming, you know, into this earth plane. How do you kind of deal with that? Because I know there's a lot of people who've been sort of kind of asking for guidance.
Yes, and even my clients that I've worked with in the past, I don't know if you're finding this, Reginald, but people, we are ascending. The planet is ascending, and we are part of her. And as we ascend, we are having to let go of this density in order to hold the higher and higher frequencies that the Earth is becoming as we ascend to higher energy. Now, the ascension process is a physical process for the first time ever. So it's been sort of, we've been sort of an experiment for, and it has been a wild experience also, because it's kind of been played out so that we can stay in the physical body and yet keep our soul and go into a higher dimensional frequency without, and when I speak of dimensional frequency, I'm thinking of heavenly. If people want to think of a higher dimension being heaven, without losing our bodies, our soul is staying with us. Never been done before. So we have all the divine being help, all the archangel help, all the masters help, our divine help, that are all standing by to assist us in this process. But no one can do anything at all to help us unless we ask for help. So when I get people's energy fields cleared, the most important thing they can do is stay connected to God every day by sitting in the silence, staying connected to their higher guides every day, by recognizing that they need assistance right now. We all do. So I, even as much work as I do on myself over my life, especially over the past 15 years, I was being downloaded with some high-level codes within my energy fields and could not flow the energy well in my lower part of my body and had lots of pain. And that's what's happening to people, is that they're getting into some painful areas of their body, because we're just energy beings that are spiritual energy beings. And when this flow of energy cannot pass because of the blockages of density, it is painful. If it's part of our physical body, it's painful. If it's part of our emotional body, it's emotionally painful. It can be painful spiritually. It can be painful mentally. So I get all kinds of phone calls from people right now, especially as the energies on the planet have been so elevated, and as people are trying to assimilate the new frequencies, and they're not feeling very well. Have you had any of that experience, Reginald?
Yes, definitely. I was just going to say, me and a friend just had a conversation about this and about listening to your body, because like you said, I definitely believe we are all, you know, light. As we know, everything is energy, and we're light beings. Like you said, we're spiritual beings. And like you said, when we start to feel like we're not sort of in tune, you know, and we're not, you know, and bringing in that light, that we do start to, you know, manifest illnesses or certain feelings on different levels, and that you kind of have to kind of listen to that. You know, for instance, for me in particular, I sometimes feel in my heart area, like, or my heart chakra. Yes. I usually sometimes feel like I can feel a heaviness around certain people because they're not letting that energy flow. And speaking of raising your vibration, I was going to ask you this. Do you believe, because I believe that the core of really raising your frequency and vibration is being in a state of love.
Right. That's the highest vibration.
The vibration of love.
And as it's even higher than that now. I have been working with this area of love for a long time and helped bring in this frequency. And there were different aspects of the year over the past 12 months where the earth has been inundated with different love. There was the unconditional love of Jesus Christ, the Christed energy that came in. There was the high joy frequencies of love that came in, because with the highest level of love also there's a joyful love, and that energy frequency is even higher than just having the Christed energy. And then the blissful love that came in even above the joyful love. But what people are missing about this love and about being loved, and it's just amazing, because I go in when I do my work, Reginald, and I go through about 30 different areas for clearing. And one of the ones I just added this year was the receptivity of love. And I'm finding that people I'm just going just to the core of what's blocking them from receiving love. And I'm talking about receiving love from themselves, receiving love from our divine creator, and receiving love from other people. Because there's some subconscious program or something that has happened to them in the past that they're blocking even romantic love because they don't feel worthy, or it's been they unconsciously remember the pain of love, not being loved enough, not feeling like they're loved enough. And then the other one is that they've been so brainwashed by the world around them, mothers, fathers, families, coworkers, managers, bosses, that maybe they're not good enough. They just, school teachers, they've been, everybody in a 3D world has been judged by duality. How good are they? And so inadvertently, unconsciously, people begin, and you have to go, I go into reincarnation too, and it builds and builds, and people inadvertently start believing. And I do, one of my clearings is the black cord, and there's a thick black cord that I see that has been placed around some people's heart and soul to block them seriously from getting the light into their soul, their soul connection to God, their divine connection. And it's really sad when I see this. I'm a master dowser, so I go through and count these cords. And because I do that, and I've done it for many years, it's almost like research. I know exactly what, I know that if I count over 8,000 cords connected to this one person's soul, I know that after 8,000, it's getting very seriously, intensely hard for this person to feel love. And I used to not be able to work with people who had 13 and 14,000 black cords on them because it would affect me physically because it would be such a hard thing to do. But then I started checking them before I worked on them or before they came to see me and clearing those cords before they got here. But what I have found through experience is that these people with this much blockage in their soul life, they end up having problems feeling that they could ever be loved. They have this, I am not lovable, God is punishing me, I cannot connect to God, I have done something wrong, I am shamed because God does not love me. And they substitute an addiction because that makes them feel better. What gives you the highest feeling of joy and love is feeling that you're divinely cared for and divinely connected to God. When you feel disconnected is when people start searching for other pathways to fill this void of being unlovable or not feeling the flow of love. And so what I found in many relationships is that you'll have relationships, husband and wife, or very close friends, where one is very high frequency light that they're pulling into their energy body, and the other one has all these blockages, and they can't get the light. So what they do is they cord another being with high light in order to feel that light. Or they could have an addiction to feel better, such as, or plus have an addiction, food, internet, shopping, drugs, sexual addictions, all kinds of addictions that gives you just a few moments of feeling good. And people have not been aware of how good you feel when you're being divinely loved and divinely cared for. And then even divinely loving yourself because you are a divine being. And that's been, I mean, I've been working on that, loving myself. Every time I think I've loved myself enough, there's still another blockage or something more that I could do to take care of myself more, to take care of my body more, to love myself more, to pay attention to myself. Because what happens, what is the truth of who we are, is that when we are trusting of this love from our divine creator, and when we trust that everything is in divine order, then life is paradise. Life is a flow of divine loving energies every day of our life. So we're flowing it in from our creator. We're flowing it in from within ourselves, from the beings around us who want to help us. And we're also letting other people feel our love. It's a giant movement that we're all going through right now because no one has been able to reach that point. Well, some people did, where they are our masters or Jesus, of knowing how much love they can master and hold and love. And the more you accept this and accept that you're so divinely loved and you're so divinely cared for, that you trust the process no matter what it looks like. So when I say that is that when you look at obstacles in your life or you look at what needs to be done, instead of going to our head and thinking that we're going to find the correct answer for ourselves, we go into our heart and soul. We sit in the silence and we connect to our divine God, our divine guides, and we ask for assistance because we know that we will get it because we're so divinely loved and cared for. Does that make sense? Reginald?
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense. One of the things I always teach is, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I'm hearing you.
One of the things I always teach is how to stay centered in your core. And like you said, in your heart center, because I definitely believe that the heart is the seat of the soul. I always say that the heart is the seat of the soul.
Exactly.
And so I believe that, like you said, if you take that time to sort of attune and put yourself in sync with divine every day frequency, that's how you raise your vibration. That's how you ascend. Exactly.
Yes.
It's an everyday job. It is.
Every day, and taking the responsibility. And what we've had in the 3D world, we've been taken to the point where we felt we wouldn't take responsibility for ourselves. And we were overcome by, well, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, everyone around us are trying to take responsibility for who we are. And so now are you thinking that you have to be like other people to find that joy? That's not the truth of who you are. You each have your own joy that you need and your own love that you need to connect with. And I tell you, I know exactly if I'm not, I mean, I sit in the silence hours every day. And I know that if I'm not centered, that I am not going to flow that energy. And if you start doing it over a period of time, you recognize when you're not in that divine order and you quickly pull off the road, or I'll go park in the parking lot because I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, I start paying attention to my thoughts and I'm like, what is going on? And so I release and I connect in. And then after connecting in and I'm flowing, I know that all things are well. And even though sometimes we look at things that happen to us, we have to say, this is divine order. We cannot go down the road that something's bad. Because if we're staying in divine order, then even though we're in this physical body, we are not privileged to see the biggest picture as the divine, the bigger picture that our guides and God see for our life. Because before we were in 3D, we were only using a little more than 5% of our brain. But as we're ascending and we're holding more light and we're having a bigger connection to Source, then now part of ascension is increasing our clarity. And that means increasing our conceptions, or their senses. We only had five, but with our increase in consciousness, we will have a sensual perception of over 200 senses. And there's so much now, and when I work with people, I count to see how many senses have been opened up now on their ascension route, and how many DNA strands are now opened up to have a higher connection to Source. And we're changing our bodies from a carbon base to a crystalline base. And this crystalline base has to be, because there again, it can hold more light, and we're all about holding higher light. So, do you am I talking too much over you?
No,
you understand that, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm just soaking it in, because I definitely understand everything that you're saying. And I want to ask you a question. I know sometimes it's difficult for a lot of people to sort of keep the balance. There's the spiritual and the physical, and I think that's the key for most people. And like you said, we have a physical body, we have a spiritual body. And so I call it spiritual hygiene. We need to take care of our spiritual body, our soul. You know, it's like we need to find food for our soul, just like we find food for our body.
Right.
You know, and what do you suggest for people who sort of sometimes have that difficulty, where I think they're distracted by so much of the physical, you know, in this physical, we have so many distractions.
3D world, yeah. Well, see, that's what we're leaving behind us, is this 3D world of duality. I have to, got to, must, the stress. You know, I'm so out of it. I there's so many things I do, Reginald, but I am very obsessed with maintaining the highest frequency I can, because I can't help anybody, and I can't be a way shower unless I'm already there guiding people there. So, and I've done things for most of my life unconsciously, because I know I have to maintain my connection to God. And people, I've been made fun of in the 3D world, and I've been told by many channels that the hardest thing I've ever had to do in being on this planet was make myself stay in a three-dimensional world. And so what I've had to do, and what I've done over most of my life, is I don't watch a disconnect from the media. I don't even own a TV. I just pick up things now and then from the Internet. I have people that I just disconnect from, because the higher I get in the light, the more I have people that want to take from me, or people who are negative, who want to call me to tell me things that I don't need to hear about. It's just people just wanting to use somebody else to say how bad something is. And I'm not going to sit and listen to hear. I will say, let's pray about this. Let's help you. But I don't want to hear the stories anymore. And I know that sounds unbelievable, but we all have this story. I had a big story. And I wrote a book. The first chapter of my book is about a lot of my story. I didn't even tell all the stories and the unbelievable, horrible things that happened to me along the pathway of my life. But I kept the faith, and I kept letting go and connecting back in. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. There have been times recently, even when before I went to work with the Atlantean energies in Bimini, last year I had a total hip replacement, which I couldn't understand why I had to have it. But I now know, I was speaking to a channel who was calling in some divine beings in Singapore, because I was in such pain before I left for Bimini, and I was told that I still had density that had to be removed from past lives in my body that was blocking the flow of energies. Well, I was like saying, Reginald, as I've said a couple of other times in my life, is that I'm here serving. I'm doing the work. I'm doing all I can to serve the people on the planet, and serve my divine creator in my soul mission. And yet here I am being blocked with pain, physical pain. And my demand is either you take me out of this, take me off of this planet, or you fix me so I can do my work. And so I've done that a couple of times, and I know people that are calling me right now, there are emotional things that are coming up that are so painful they can barely believe it. The more calls I'm getting right now are about physical pains. But there was several months this year that I got so many calls about the emotional pains. And they were like, I want to give up. I don't want to be here anymore. I can't take this anymore. It's too hard. I hear that a lot from people. It's too hard. Well, yeah, this was the hardest place in all the universe for the soul to exist. But the soul could learn faster and more from this horrible density that kept us blocked from the light. We learned more. We volunteered for this so our soul would grow. In order for the soul to grow, the soul learns about itself by letting go of the dark and stepping into the light, by consciously taking responsibility to do this every day. So you're not, when I say this, I have to sit in the silence a lot, and I call in these beings that I want to be with, the ones that I know are guiding me. And this is what everyone can do. You have to sit in the silence and call in the divine spiritual connection. But then after you do this for a while and you're living your life, you don't want to live any other way but from the core of your soul. You recognize that's the only way to exist. So it's a growth period for you to learn. We're all learning about it because it's never ending until we gather back to our... reconnect back to our divine creator.
Yeah, I totally agree.
The other thing is food. The food that we put into our body needs to be high-frequency food. And people don't take the responsibility so often. They eat the garbage. Sugar is like the lowest frequency you can take into your body. Frequency and a lot of the meats. And then the GMOs that have been contaminating our food, our vegetables, our fruits. So you've got to be taking responsibility for the food you put into your body. If you go to the movie, the books you read, you want to take responsibility that anything you spend time with, observing, or reading is high frequency. I have no TV. The music that I listen to, I've gotten rid of a lot of CDs. Because they weren't high frequency. When I moved to Santa Fe from Atlanta, I left 300 books behind I still had another 300 or so, but I left books. I left books behind because they weren't high enough frequency.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. The other thing is I'm now instead of living in the big city, sitting in traffic, waiting in lines to get service, having people around rushing, I now sit in Santa Fe, New Mexico, population 45,000. I'm now in a state, New Mexico is the second least populated state in the United States. Consequently, it's a different lifestyle from living in a high level populated city. I love it here. I absolutely, and I have a great story about how I bought this home here. And I love being here in this energy. I mean, Reginald, I look out the back. I can see my sunset every night. There's mountains. I'm surrounded with mountains. There's mountains to the east of me, mountains to the west of me, and I have divine, wonderful neighbors that take care of me because I live alone. And I'm just, wow, I keep believing. Sometimes I don't see the big picture. I've got a newsletter that just went out yesterday for the very first time. I've apologized if I've not got everyone's email address on it yet. I've only put in about 750 email addresses, and I've still got about 300 more to go and more, because people wanted to be connected to me more about where I am. I travel every week. I mean, every month I'm gone at least a week. I spent a week in Bimini recently and then southern Florida and Marco Island. I will be in San Diego for a week in the first week in November. And I do travel because God calls me to do work on the planet, and I go there. I open up, clear out. I resonate. I have the ability now to resonate a higher frequency to help heal waters. So just with my intentions, I can help people.
Yeah.
And I am so divinely blessed with what's taking place. I mean, I get emails that say, we need you to come here, the guardians of this sacred area want you to be here to open up this portal, to open up this vortex of interdimensional energies to come through. Because the planet has not been at a high enough frequency to hold higher energies. We now have so many people working with Gaia, Mother Earth, to open up these pathways that we again can be the interdimensional beings and have the higher assistance. So when you're sitting in the silence every day, you're getting that assistance. And I love what you said about the heart, Reginald. It's not about the head. It's, you have to just keep recognizing that the head is not, you don't use but a small bit of your mind. Why am I going to allow that mind to throw me a curveball and get me out of my high frequency? You know? Why am I going to try to figure it out when it's already figured out for me at the highest and best level?
Yeah,
and I've had proof of that. Once you start trusting, you're going to trust more and more.
I totally agree. Now this is fascinating. I'm sitting here taking notes because I feel like I'm getting 10 different lessons.
Say what?
I was going to say, now New Mexico, you're in New Mexico, and a lot of people who know me, Reginald Lewis, who know about me, I just recently relocated, and I was in New Mexico for a year in Alamogordo, and I just moved back. Now, I want to ask you, as a healer, I kind of noticed that you tend to naturally travel to certain places because of the frequency and the vibration. And the reason that I moved to New Mexico is that, like you said, you have the mountains. That's the first thing that drew me there, because the mountains hold a tremendous amount of healing energy.
Yes.
So that's the first thing that drew me to New Mexico. And I noticed the energy there also was a little bit more higher. And it was sort of like a retreat. It was very revitalizing for me and re-energizing and transformational. So I stayed there for a year, and I felt like I had to come back. Now, did you kind of feel that same feeling as well? Because I definitely noticed a difference, you know, because I travel a lot of places. That when I went to New Mexico, I went there because I was drawn by the energy that was pulling me there.
Yeah. Well, it's real interesting how I got here, and I left everything. I had been in Atlanta all my life, and I left a husband and two kids and all friends, everything I had, and packed the van, my family van, and drove west. The reason why I did that was I had been invited to Albuquerque and Los Alamos by a group of people. I had been working at the paranormal conference with Dolores Cannon in Upper Arkansas, traveling with Tricia McCannon, doing energy work, all, you know, and at that time I didn't have a book, and people are just attracted to me, Reginald. And so I started getting emails from people I met at the paranormal conference wanting me to come and they would post me to be in New Mexico and do readings and clearings and talk about the ascension process. And so I came out here. I was gifted a ticket, an airline ticket. They paid my way, and I came out and loved it. I worked with a high-level being that had told me, you know, I never plan a lot of this. It just happens to me. People come, they yeah. call me, they email me and said, I'm a so-and-so. I do this work with the interdimensional frequencies, or I work with the Federation or the Galactic Star Council, and you've got to come. We need to work on you. You need to hold higher energies. So the first time I came out, I was host. I would work during the day. At night, I stayed with a healer who I was sleeping on a massage table every night, only eating raw foods and water and being attuned to a higher frequency. That was back in 2010. No, that was in the May of 2011. And then as I went to get on a plane to come back, I had a buddy pass, and at that time there were so many problems in the East that I ended up staying on the 12th floor of the Sheraton in Albuquerque for 5 days, not being able to get a flight. And that's when I said I would look out the window at the beauty, and I was resonating with the energies here, and I got it. I said, okay, I get it. This is the where I'm supposed to be. I know this is where you want me to be. And once you start surrendering to divine order in your life and surrendering to the service and the mission that your soul is calling you, you can't not do it. I mean, I had worked at had a fantastic nursing job that I'd been at Northside Hospital in Atlanta for 32 years. And Archangel Michael had been asking me since my children were 3 and 5 to leave and do my work. And I couldn't. I tell him, I said, I am committed. I have a commitment as a mother, and I have to do this. But that, I got the last one in college, and he was right back with me again. And I have enough, I'm such an empath, even with my own self, that I know if I'm not following my path, it feels terrible. I'm spiritually dying if I don't follow my path. I mean, that's the way I was feeling. So I resigned my job and did this work full time. And then there it happened again to me when I came out this way. I knew I had to leave everything again, even more so, and be in this energy and follow my guidance and be in the work. And I had a friend, I had met a friend who had family in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, and I didn't even have a place to live. My guides would not show me where I was supposed to be, but I had to keep trusting. So when I got to Texas on my drive, they asked me to call my friend, and I said, well, you know, he's not going to answer the phone because he's in South Africa. And they said, no, you call now. And so I called 5 minutes after I was told to call, and he answered. He had just gone through security in D.C. on an international flight, turned on his phone, and it rang, and it was me. And I told him, I said, I've dowsed the map in New Mexico, and I'm supposed to live in Fort Sumner. I've had 4 other dowses dowse the map in New Mexico, and they all say Fort Sumner. And I said, I'm supposed to be there. And so he says, well, do you have a place to live? And I said, no. And he said, well, do you want to just live in my house? So for almost a year, I lived in his home and alone. He's busy doing healing work elsewhere, and he introduced me to his family who helped me. And I was doing a period of shifting from where I was with a big practice, with a big life in Atlanta, to 1,400 population, 60 miles from a grocery store, living out in the desert. But I was near the Pecos River. And no TV, no, I did have an internet. I didn't have a radio. And that was a gestation. I kept saying, God, can I move now? And the God was like, no. And it was a gestation period of about 9 months that I had to be there in that desert, releasing and transforming from where the energetic frequencies that I had been living in all my life to be in this new energy. And it, I wrote a book. I got a book published while I was there. I learned how to do remote work more and more so. I was doing remote work in different areas of the world, but it grew. And then God finally said, you can go now. And I said, well, where do I need to go? And it was like, is it Albuquerque or Santa Fe? And it was Santa Fe. And I'd already began a clientele. I would come and stay and work here in Santa Fe and go back to the desert. So it was a transition. But what I want people to know is when you're living in divine order and when you have a mission to do, like I did, if I didn't do it, I didn't want to be here because I would be spiritually dying, and that's the worst feeling ever. I have people call me who are in relationships with other people that they feel like, even in a marriage, that they feel like they're dying in that marriage because it's spiritually killing them. And you know what, Reginald, if you're working with other people, you hear this, right?
Mm-hmm. All the time. All the time.
That they're spiritually dying. And so at that point, and people leave the planet because they don't take responsibility for their spiritual soul that's calling them, begging them to move forward in the light, to let go of what's holding them back. And so they leave the planet. I've seen that a lot recently. People I'm just amazed at that I thought were giant healers are divine beings, and I think part of it is they can do more work on the other side, maybe, and the other part of it is they just got to this certain point, and it was like, no more. It's too hard. And I know how that is because there's been times in my life where I've said that to myself. My God, this is hard. I mean, when you leave everything, and you trust God enough and you trust and surrender enough that you know there's something better that God has for you, but you haven't actualized it, you just have to trust. And that's the big point. The more you trust in this process, the more you trust, the more you're giving trust, and it just grows. And part of what I was going to talk about today before we got started on this was work. I was going to do a meditation to release people from some of this dark, let them let go. Especially I wanted to work in the chakras, the solar plexus, for personal power. So I wanted to do a little meditation on the air to help people release some of these blockages that are blocking their personal power, that keep them from accepting taking responsibility for their soul by this blockages. And what I was going to do is work on clearing that solar plexus from the illusions of 3D, those patterns, programs, the negative vows and agreements that aren't serving them any longer, so that we can go into higher dimensional frequencies as we're ascending. And this is wonderful. Before you called, I was looking out at the full moon, and this is very transformational time for everybody. We've got the eclipse tomorrow and the full moon, and so I think this would be a very powerful meditation for us to participate in. When would you like to do that, Reginald?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we can do that now. Then afterwards, we can definitely take callers because it looks like we have quite a few people on the switch.
Are you still there?
Some of those questions.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm going to have a couple of little sips of tea because I want to do a really good meditation to for everybody. And I'm going to do this pretty slow so that everyone can take it in. And I'm going to call in some divine, my golden beings, my high divine beings to come in and help us all. One of the things that happened to me as I was being healed from this, some of this last pain, and I was working with Maritia in Singapore, is that they gifted me with some more healing, more abilities. They put spirit came into my heart chakra, and they've upgraded my heart chakra because I heal with love. But they put a triangle of the Trinity so that it would enhance my healing abilities. It's, you know, Mother, Father, God, and then my higher self working together to love and spread this healing love. And that's all I want. That's all I'm here for. And so I want to work out of this heart chakra to help people in their solar plexus chakra and all these things that are holding them back from ascending to higher love, higher frequencies, higher trust, a bigger clarity, bigger, higher consciousness. And so if we're ready for that, this is going to be about 15 minutes. People need to get a place where they're not interrupted. If you're driving in a car, it may be difficult. What I recommend for people that cannot be in the silence or be still right now, I recommend that you later listen, either record this now or later. It'll be archived, and you can go back to this meditation and really sit with it. And I would recommend, and what I got, when I work with people who help me, I have it taped, and then I go back and I revisit it and to assist me, and I have something that helps me move forward. And this will be for you to go back and listen to again also, because we're releasing in layers. We're like peeling an onion. Have you heard that one, Reginald? Like we're peeling back all this so that we can shine our soul. And that's what we're going to do right now. And what I want each of you to do, I'm going into my heart chakra where we're going to sit for a little while. And I want each of you who can sit in the silence and be still, and others can just listen and know that you're being worked with, and then later you can sit and be at peace and be still. But I want each of you to take a deep breath and each of you to feel the breath as it flows in, and then I want you to blow out all that is taking your mind away from this moment. I want you to take another deep breath and blow out all the negativity that you're feeling within you, that disruption, so that you can go to the center of your core, as Reginald has said. I want you to go into your heart. And right by this heart is your soul. So you're going to start taking breaths in, taking breaths out. And you're going to close down this mind, that this mind chatter is going to close down right now. And my desire is that each of you will begin to connect into who you are, this energy being, this spiritual energy being. Each of you let go of what you're not and go into your heart and soul. I want you to feel this flow of energy, this divine love that's really there for you. I want you to hang on to this love. I want you to know that you are a divine being. You are a piece of our divine creator God. You are a piece of source. But you forgot. and in forgetting, you have been contaminated with blockages, with false beliefs, with false programs, with compulsions that do not serve you, with addictions that take you away from your heart and soul. You have been compromised from your true being. And in this moment, in this very moment, that's no longer acceptable. That is not the truth of who you are. You are a divine being with all the power in all the universe. That is who you are. You can pull this power in and hold it and use it as you move forward every day in this beautiful, wonderful planet. I want you to break away again from your mind that tells you no. I want you to let go of what the programs, the media, and all the negative that you're seeing. That's not the truth. That's only the process that we're going in order to get to the truth. But for this moment, all that matters is what's in your heart and soul. So I want each of you to take another deep breath and be so, so into and connected and resting with peace inside this heart and soul that you are. And the first thing we're going to do within ourselves, as we're sitting in our core, we're going to go to the chakras. And the chakras bring in this divine light. And they're chakras that represent different frequencies for you to work from. And in this moment, we're going to work from our solar plexus chakra. And that solar plexus is right below your chest and above your navel in that area. That's where we have our gut feelings. That's where it, something doesn't feel good inside of us. And that's where our seat of personal power resides. And that's where we have many programs, many blockages that are blocking our personal power. That's where we have this false belief that we have to do something, that we have to sacrifice who we are, that we have to sacrifice the truth of our being because that's what we have to do. And you no longer need to sacrifice anything. You no longer have to be compromised. That's not acceptable any longer. So what you're going to do, each and every one of you, you're going into your solar plexus energy chakra as an energy being, and you're taking out, you're releasing and allowing the divine light to move into this solar plexus. And now you release as it pushes away anything, patterns, habits, sacrifices, behaviors, false beliefs that are blocking you from being in 100% of your personal power. Do not go into your head. This is not about your head. This is about the releasing and the blockages and the walls that you have made that block your personal power. And I want each of you to know that it is safe to be powerful. The false belief that you cannot be in your power, that it's not acceptable, that is not true. So you let that go, and we're going to call in Saint Germain with a violet flame, and he'll burn it away. So all the false beliefs are burned away. All the negative vows that you've made in any lifetime and this lifetime that are no longer serving you, You now release those. They are burned in the violet flame of Saint Germain. All the negative agreements, the agreements you made in so many lifetimes with people and souls, I will never leave you, or agreements that you made as a priest or a nun that you need to live in poverty, or you needed to be celibate and that you didn't have a partner. All of these false beliefs are burned away. These are blocking your personal power. And this is not the divine truth of who you are. That is what we have to remove. All that is not who you are. And as we push out this darkness, as we push out these blocks, as we now release, is being pushed out by the divine high frequency light. As all this light is coming in, the darkness is removed from your solar plexus and it is healed. The healing light flows through you. And you know that your heart's desires and the manifestations that have been with you for so long in your soul, this mission that you know is yours to have, is now filled with light and filled with power, because you can connect into your solar plexus, to your personal power, to your God connection, to your God power, and there is nothing that stands in your way. You have been set free from these chains, from the bindings, from the false beliefs, from the false responsibilities, from the negative emotional connections, from the vows, from the people who are connecting in to use you. All of these things, all of these frequencies of energies that are lower are now released. You no longer care for this. You know this is not the truth of your being. You know that you are a divine, powerful, powerful, divine being, connected in to the highest divine energies. And as you connect in, you know without any doubt, the deep knowing in your soul is that your heaven, your bliss, as you live in this physical body, is now manifesting. All the pain, all the negative sorrow, all the blockages in the past pain that keeps you from moving forward, has been forgotten, has been let go of. The past is only what has brought you to this moment. The past no longer has power over you, so that you can move forward free the chains, the binding, the contracts that are no longer of the highest order. You now allow these to be burned in Saint Germain's violet flame so that you can move into a higher light. You lift up your face. You feel the energetic frequencies flow from the crown chakra down through your third eye chakra, through your throat chakra, into your heart chakra, into the solar plexus. And the solar plexus is being flooded with divine light like never before. For the truth of your power, the truth of your courage, the truth of your abilities to manifest, the truth of your ability to love and be loved is now yours. And no one, no thing, no idea, no false responsibility can take this power away from you. You are the light, and you are the power, and you are the divine being. And it is time to accept the responsibility within your heart and soul, to accept the responsibility of holding the power. It is okay to be powerful. It is okay to be responsible. It is okay to be in full 100% service to the light, because this is the truth of who you are, and you are no less. From this moment on, you are filled with power. You are filled with who you are in all of your beingness. And we continue to flow this powerful light through your sacral chakra, into your root chakra, and now this light goes from your root chakra down to the crystalline core of Mother Earth, and you are connecting in these divine energies to serve yourself and to serve mankind as who you are, connecting in to all that is, as the powerful being, filled with light, filled with joy, filled with bliss, and fill with your abilities to manifest as a divine being. And you know this truth within all that you are, and all that is not you have let go of. So now we give thanks to all the divine beings that have helped us, the archangels, Jesus, Saint Germain with the violet flame. We give great thanks because in gratitude, we activate. In gratitude, we activate, and we are grounding into all of our being, our power. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that I am, for all that I move forward into, for allowing me to float down the river of life in the highest frequencies, divinely cared for, divinely protected, and divinely infused with the highest level, unconditional, joyful love, for that is the truth of our being, and so it is. Take another deep breath. Relax. Open your eyes. Take more breaths. Drink some water. And that is the end of our meditation right now. I'm going to call in Reginald, if he is still there.
I am here, yes.
Now, what's that?
I'm just soaking up the frequencies, the vibrations. I really felt that on every level of my being, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. You know, that's pretty amazing. So I really thank you for that.
Yes. I have some other meditations I do to take us back to or to heal our soul, but I've done some already on the show, but I've never done the true power of our solar plexus and our divine connection for power. And I'm feeling that that's greatly needed right now, because there's so much change going on the planet. And change tends to make people feel powerless, you know? And that's not the truth. I think we need an extra dose of power to recognize that what we're seeing in all the changes, it's okay. We're strong beings. We can handle it.
I agree. I agree. Do you have a website, or do you have anywhere that anybody can go to?
Yeah. My personal email address is cbentleyrn@aol.com. cbentleyrn@aol.com. My website is www.dnareconnection.com. Another way to get there is www.cindybentley.com. Most people can there is another Cindy Bentley, but I'm the one that has the DNA reconnection. If you just look up DNA reconnection, if you Google that, you'll find lots of information about me because I'm on so many radio shows and I do a lot of presentations and I speak. So that I have that on the Google. If you look me up, you'll get some more information. And then on my website, I've got some articles that I've published. I have some information on my book, what DNA is about, and what I do. And then if you want to email me, I'll talk more about it. Usually what I do remotely is that people email me and I need their birth date and their name they go by now. And then I take that information, I sit in the silence, and then I work with my helpers, go through a lot of different aspects of clearing energies. I've added 8 new things this year alone and to open up all that they are. And then I type up, it's usually at least 3 pages, a report of what I found in the clearing work, and I emailed it to them. And then we sit and talk about my findings, what they mean, the numbers, how they compare to other people, where they are in the process of healing all that has blocked their ascension, and where they are, how many DNA strands they have, how much crystalline body they have, how receptive they are to love, to God, to truth, and what we need to clear, what we've cleared. And then I have dolls, their masters and archangels, their personal helpers, as they sit in the silence. I dolls those so that they can have a definite connection. And I feel like the masters and archangels are signatures of different aspects of our divine Mother, Father, God. And so they bring in help at a very personal level of what you're working on at the time. And then we invoke them on the phone, or I do FaceTime, or we do Skype, so that I love doing FaceTime and Skype when I'm working remote, because I just put the computer in the chair and we talk like you're sitting here with me, and go through different calling and invoking the different energies to help you heal at even a higher level, and then you feel it and know what to do when you sit in the silence. So I kind of teach people how to meditate with their guides. And so I only work with 2 people a day. I'm doing group. I've got a Santa Fe healing group that I'm going to be leading on October the 26th. I'm doing presentation with the meditation like I do on the radio, but I'm teaching. It's 3 hours of meditations, releasing, and then what I do is download, bring in higher frequencies to download after I pull out. So it's a big whammy, and people kind of go into detox with any of the work I do because I do so much so fast. So I'll be doing that the 26th of October. I don't know if that's even on my website yet, but you can get information if you email me. Then, like I said, I'll be in San Diego in 2 weeks. But people come to me, or they can work remotely. I work anywhere from New Zealand. I would have a lot of clients in Australia, South Africa, Canada. I have done lots of planetary work in Egypt on myself, and then with Egypt, and then God bless Egypt right now in the Middle East, and then working in England. I work with another lady who opens up pathways. She's introduced me and found me, and we help one another, but she's more about healing the planet and opening up the pathways of interdimensional frequencies, and I've been very blessed to assist her. What else would you like to know, Reginald?
No, it's so much information. It's like, wow. I guess I'm just here taking notes, actually. I just want to see, did you want to take some calls? Because it looked like we have quite a few people on the switchboard. Maybe,
sure.
You know, they might be have some questions about Ascension. Or
how much time do we have? How good are we on time?
We have about 14 minutes.
Okay, let's. So. I took too long today, but let's do some calls. Let's do some calls.
Okay, so we're going to take this caller from 404-484. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? 404-484? Okay, I don't know
Hello?
If they can hear us, so we'll probably take the next caller. Okay, we're going to take the next caller. Okay, and the next caller is from...
Hello?
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 Are you there?
Who am I speaking
yes.
with?
This
Hi,
is
how you doing?
This is Jean.
Jean?
Hi, Jean.
Yes.
Hi.
You have a question?
Yes, I just want to know what Cindy feels regarding to the clearing of my solar flex. What does she, you know, if there's anything remaining?
So oh, you want me to check your solar plexus, Jean?
Yes, please.
Okay. You know, I've downed through all of, have I worked with you before?
Yes. Oh, yeah. On the Circles of Prosperity, yes, you have.
Say this again.
Yes, you have.
Okay, we did a clearing, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay. Solar plexus is 100% clear. No more false beliefs. How many vows done? You look good. How
Thank
are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You're making great progress. You've got 10 DNA. How many DNA strands did I tell you how many you had activated earlier?
I can't remember, but I do feel great. I do feel clear.
You've got 14 DNA strands activated.
Awesome.
So are you doing healing work?
Yes, you're right.
Well, if you've got 14, that means you've got an extra helper extra help coming in because you've got to do healing work. So that's why I asked that.
Okay.
And so you're right on the money. You've got 14 strands activated. You're in 100% of your light body. And
okay.
I just want my audience to know that this is what happens to my people, my clients. They start... It gets painful. I know it's been painful sometimes because we're releasing so much.
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You're right where you need to be as far as your energetic frequencies are going. So just hang in there. I'm real happy. Any other questions, Jean?
Yes. One thing you said, like when you're going through. Changes. You kind of sometimes like you just like I had to really tell myself to hold on because
yeah
part of
yeah.
It. Yeah
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 it's intense, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If you can let go, and you gotta. I know when I was sitting out in the desert, I never cried so much in my life.
Yeah.
I cried for everything, for all the. How I had been compromised for so long.
Right.
I had to cry out those tears. And
yes.
We no longer have to be a compromised spiritual being. We can
yes.
be in our full spiritual power. But letting go of that illusion of what we think we were is gigantic.
Right.
And how we
yes,
think
it is.
We have to take how we think things should be.
Right.
And that's not true. So I'm so glad to hear from you, Jean.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Jean.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to take the next caller. And the next caller is from a 410 area code, 562. Hello?
Hello? Hi there, this is Anna.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hi, this is Anna, how you doing?
Good.
Where are you, Anna?
I'm sorry?
Where do you live? Where are you?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi.
So I guess career and love life I've been struggling with, so I'm just, you know, wondering what you, what insight you can give me around either one of those areas.
So let's do one thing at a time.
Sure.
Let's focus on one thing. So you have a career right now?
Yes.
And you're wanting to know specifically how beneficial this career is for your soul.
Yes, because I've been feeling, you know, a little dead-ended in the last year.
Well, you know, I get that this career that you're in is only about 35% beneficial for your soul.
Okay.
But it's if you're just doing it right now, it's 85% beneficial. So what you have to do is find a way. There needs to be something else that you need to do to feed your soul. Because
mm-hmm.
your work's not going to do it completely.
Mm-hmm.
So if, because I feel like you need the monetary flow, the money. So until you can find what your soul really needs to be doing, you need
mm-hmm.
to stay where you are and start connecting into what you believe, what your soul feels in all of you that you need to do. Is there's something already that you're starting to do, right?
I'm thinking about things, you know, just kind of playing around with different ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but is there anything you're doing more importantly than thinking? What is your soul craving? What is your what is it that you really like, enjoy?
I've thought about, you know, training in the industry that I'm in. I think that would motivate me to help others, and so I've been thinking a lot about doing that.
And Anna, I'm going to tell you that I'm looking at your energy fields right now. You're only
mm-hmm.
about 40% clear.
Okay.
And I'm just going to ask some gold. I'm going to ask for some of my people to. I'm going to ask some of my people to go connect in with your people, and
okay.
Help you for some, because you're not getting clarity, and that's very frustrating.
Yes.
Because if you're not holding a high light, it's like you're running in circles,
mm-hmm.
and you can't get the answer. So. Because the answer comes deep inside of you. It's your answer and nobody else's.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to figure that one out, too, because I live in the world of psychics and channels, and everybody wants to trade because people know they're only as good at their work as they are clear. So consequently, I have people tell me or call me and tell me things, and I've had to step away from that and just go into myself and with my own clarity
mm-hmm.
be the answer. And that's what you need to recognize, too, that you can connect up more and more with your divine creator
mm-hmm.
so that you can get more clarity in sitting in the silence and letting go. Because
mm-hmm.
I really think you've got stuff to do, but you're not able to get the clarity of where you, how you want to move forward in that. And you can do that.
Okay.
And, but, you know, if you decide, I can work with you individually with getting, because let's look at you now and see how you are. Because as we're talking, I work. Well, I've got you up to 65% clear now. So, you know, just see how it goes, see how you feel, but there is more that you're supposed to be doing. You're absolutely correct.
Okay. Okay. And I guess as far as relationship, is that pretty much the same?
So, I know how that one is. How ready is Anna for a relationship? You're not ready. You're only 65% ready.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner, because it's all in divine order, how ready is your partner for you? Your partner is 100% ready. You better get busy, girl, because you're not ready for that him or her, him, whatever. Your partner's ready for you.
I don't know about that, because that's what we've been fighting about. I think it's kind of reversed. He's been, you know, just giving me...
Are you sure that's the right person?
I'm sorry?
Is this the right partner for you?
That's the conclusion I'm trying to come to, and it's been a hard one, but the last year...
I want you to hold this person in your mind. And
uh-huh.
I'll tell you how beneficial they are for you.
Okay.
I get that this person's only about 70% beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not partner material.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're starting to force things, then it's not supposed to be forced. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on this type of thing for so long, for personal thing. You can't force it. If it's not
mm-hmm.
with ease and grace, then it's not to be.
Okay.
And the one that really wants you is ready, but you're tied into something else, and he can't find you, and you can't find him.
Okay.
I hate when that. I do not like when that happens.
And I think it's because of this person I'm with right now. I've been holding on and trying to make it work. And I've been told by others that, yeah, it's kind of impeding my ability to welcome the other person. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
But
I appreciate that. Uh-huh.
You're going to have to start feeling that you deserve the love, and you're going to start in your personal power that you need much more love than this person's giving you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be valued more.
Yes. Thank you so much for,
welcome,
for confirming
Anna.
That to me. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome,
okay.
dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Reginald, do we have time for more? Hello?
No, we have about 2 minutes. Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it goes in and out. I don't know why. But that was really great. That was really great advice, and especially about sort of letting go. I think that's the important thing, like you said. Let things take its course. And sometimes you have to learn to let go. And we can't always force things, because there's a natural flow to everything. I think.
Yes. Exactly.
Because we want to hold on to a hope, you know, or our ego of what we want, and not necessarily what we need, because that's what it was about, what we need, and not really about what we want.
And what I have found out a lot, Reginald, is that love thing, there's a fear that if this person doesn't love me, I'm not lovable, you know? You pick somebody, and this person has to love me. And love me the way I think I should be loved. I mean, that's not the way it works. It when you fall in love, it's so joyful and so natural that there's no fear there. Are you still there, Reginald?
Exactly. Love is a fluid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, love is very fluid. And we're kind of coming at the end, so I don't want us to cut off immaturely. But I just want to thank you. I've learned so much in this whole hour from you. And I'm definitely looking forward to more. And just so people can get in contact you with you, what's your email?
cbentley, BENTLEYRN at AOL.com. Or you can do my website is www.cindybentley.com, or look up DNAReconnection.com. I've got all the hits on that one. If you Google DNA Reconnection, my website is DNA Reconnection. And I've had that for many years when people thought, what the heck is she talking about? And now I never had any fear about having a website called DNA Reconnection because I knew what I was I knew that's what I needed to do, and there were few people who understood it, and there was no way I could ever talk about it on the radio. And now it's coming time when people understand it, and I get a lot of people wanting more information about this because we're waking up.
Wow, that's amazing. So I think that show just ended, but it ended just at the perfect time, right at
yes.
the end when you gave your information. So I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you right. I'm going to call you on your number, okay? So I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call you right back, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.